Everybody's ready? Fine. So here, we have a situation where, let's say Yaakov leaves the best thing, and he lost the intern. He lost the court case. He came out. He lost the court case. Yaakov walked out of the best thing and he lost. Right? Now he meets his friend Levi, and Levi gets all upset. He says, "How can the best thing say that you're wrong? It's not. I think the best thing gave the wrong halacha." That's what he says. So the best thing gave the wrong halacha. Then he makes Yaakov upset with the best thing. So he is guilty of speaking rechilus. Also, another example. Let's say a wife, for example, may not be terribly bothered if her husband forgot her birthday. She's not bothered her husband forgot her birthday, right? But her friend might feel she's being taken for granted and provided with the perspective that will make her angry at her husband. Or a husband may not care that his wife does not prepare elaborate dinners. But his well-meaning brother might step in and convince him it's fast fulfilling obligation to his wife. Meaning, let's say someone's another family member gets involved, then it makes rechilus. Meaning his wife doesn't make elaborate dinners, and then this man's sister says, "Hey, what do you mean? Just look what she's doing." That's also considered rechilus. Or let's say we have another case. The roommate spoke badly of Shimon in the presence of Levi and Yehuda. So Levi goes and reports to Shimon. Right, which means, let's say one person already told you someone spoke bad about Levi spoke bad about you. Then a second person says Levi spoke bad about you. That's still refused, even though you know already. Because why? Because first of all, maybe you didn't really believe the first person, right? Let's say I come and tell you, Levi spoke badly about you. The first person say this, that. Right? Well, once the second person comes, then that makes it stronger. That makes you really believe. Also, the second person might make you angry. Which means, let's say one person says, Levi said something about you. So, okay, you're not so upset. Also, the second person, you know, Levi's upset at you. He said something bad about you. That might fuel your anger and ignite a full-scale feud. Okay, Baruch Hashem. That is day 98. Baruch Hashem. Now, Baruch Hashem, we're holding on in the Sechas Makos Daf Test Vav Amud Aleph 15a, the bottom line. So holding 15a, the bottom line. So what do we say until now? Until now we're holding in the sugya. We have the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan's halacha? What's Rabbi Yochanan's halacha? Right? Rabbi Yochanan says that what Rabbi Yochanan tell us on the bottom of the Dalet Amud Beis, that if a person has a lois asei shekad mu'asei, halacha is lois asei shekad mu'asei. A lois asei that was preceded by a asei. The halacha is that you don't get malchus. Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yechanan's case? What's Rabbi Yechanan's case? If you have a lois asei that was preceded by asei, then you still get malchus, right? If you have a lois asei shekad mu'asei, halacha is your person still gets malchus. Now, what was our question on that? We had a question for the case of Onis. The case of Onis, we see that over there, it seems to be ASA, says marry the woman. And then Elias say don't get divorced. So still we see you get Malchus. Sorry, over there we say you don't get Malchus. What's Rebbe Yochanan says? says, you have a asay, but plus, and then you have a minus, so you have a less asay, you still get malchus. That's what I'm going to say. What was our problem? We had a problem from the case of onus, and we see the case of onus, it's the case of the plus, you should marry her, and then the minus, don't marry her, negative, and we see within there's no malchus. Right? That was our question in Rabbi Yochanan's case. Right? So what do we answer? We answer that really it's a case of a minus and then a plus. Right? So really, first you have it's a minus, don't divorce her. And then you have a plus of take her back. Kol Yamam told me to keep on taking her back. Right? So our question, Rabbi Yochanan, was the case of Ernest is a plus and then a minus. Right? The case of Ernest is first marry her, then don't divorce her. So you, according to the Shemim Malkos, say, no, it's not true. The case is really a negative. It's really a, let's just say, don't divorce her. And then Kol Yamam teach you to keep marrying because it's really a negative and then a positive. So therefore, there's no malchus. That was the Gemara's text, right? We said it's a negative, positive, and negative. They said, no, it's not. It's really not a negative and a positive because Kol Yamam teach you to keep taking her back. Right? That was the Gemara's text. Good? That was what we said until now. So the case of Ernest is really a negative, don't divorce, and then a positive to marry her, keep on taking her back. That's why there is no malchus. Because it's a law which is removed by the assay. That's what we said at Tony. But what do we say? What was this positive? This positive was the fact that Kol Yom Rav, you constantly had a mitzvah to take her back, therefore you don't get malchus. You didn't actually take her back. The fact you have the ability to take her back, it's possible to take her back, therefore there is going to be no malchus.
What are you holding
inside? Inside, we're going to start right now from Hanicha. The second to bottom line.
So you were just saying Rav's answer to Rav Papa.
Rav's answer to Rav Papa. That's now reading the next two. We'll finish Rav Rav Papa. We're starting from Hanicha. We're starting from Hanicha. We're going back into Rav. Meaning the Rav Rav Papa was just like an in-between stage. That was like an in-between stage. Now we're going back into Rav Yechanan and our Rav Yechanan and our Pshah in Kol Yamam, right? Kol Yamam, Echzer, Kol. Going back to that last shot on in Rabbi Yochanan. Right, basically, we're going to Rabbi's shot, but not in the whole dialogue between Rabbi and Papa. We just put that issue on the side. They just had it, you know, they
were.
Going
to Rabbi, and Rabbi is just saying what Rabbi Yochanan said himself.
Yeah, he said himself. Good. So we're back into this Rabbi Yochanan with the shot of Rabbi Yochanan for Ines. Good. So what's our question? This is good according to the one who says, like we'll see in our base, bitla v'loy bitla. Which means that bitla, right, how does it work by lav hanitik la'asei, right, that the asei fixes up the lav, that is bitla. What does bitla mean? Bitla means if you bitla the asei, then you bitla your opportunity, you nullify your opportunity to do the asei, then you can, you that will give you malchus. Bitlai, right? And for loy bitlai, if you did not bitl your assay, you're still able to do your assay, as long as you have the ability to do it, like Kol Yamav, you have the ability to remarry her, then you don't get malchus. That's very good, then we understand Kol Yamav. Kol Yamav, you told me, why don't you get malchus? Because even though you divorced her, you did a negative kind, since you have the opportunity to do the positive, therefore, Kol Yamav teaches me, since you have the opportunity to do the positive, you don't get malchus. So that's very good according to the Shita holds with the Loi Bitlai. As long as you have Bitlai, your opportunity to do the Asay, you don't get Malkus. El Aman, the Omar, but according to the Man, the Omar, Kaima will Kaima, according to the Man, the Omar holds, Kaima, if you fulfill the Asay right now, you get off from your Malkus. But Loi Kaima, if you don't fulfill your Asay, then you do get Malkus. So might immediately, if right when best to call you down, you don't do it right away. So might come in, what are you going to say? Meaning, what are you going to say? What? How in the world do you have a asayli? We had a question. It's a plus and then a minus. So you know, it's really a minus and a plus. Why? Could you could theoretically take her back? But that theoretical that you could take her back is only good according to the opinion who says, as long as you have the ability when it's possible to do that say, but what about if you hold, you actually have to do it in best. So you have we didn't say you have to marry her. So why did it say you have to actually marry her now? So why in that case do we say you don't get malchus? That's the question. If you hold that the way that if we hold the way you take off the negative commandment is by just that you have the ability to do that, say, so it's very good. Since you have the ability to remarry her, therefore we won't give you malchus. But if
You have to actually do the asay. So then, if you didn't actually marry her, she would still get malchus. Right? What do we say? We say, if it's just the fact that you have the opportunity to do the asay, we don't give you malchus. Because Rashi, what about, how did Rashi? Rashi explained, Rashi added something here. Rashi added an important understanding over here, how it works. Rashi says, if you hold that bitla means, what do you hold? You hold that you didn't finish doing your lav until you, there's no way to fix it up. You did a lot. You divorced her. You think you didn't finish that lot. Until you put yourself in a situation where it's unrectifiable, you didn't do your lot yet. You saw that in Rashi? Rashi says, until you make, you can't fix your lot, you didn't finish your lot. That's Rashi. I thought you figured it out.
Oh, I get credit for figuring out those Rabbi Mansour. Rabbi Mansour is using Rashi to figure that out. Is that what I get credit for?
Look at Rashi. We'll see, Rashi. We'll see.
That's it. That meaning that if you die, before you fix it, then I don't know, because you're punishable up above.
Yeah, maybe. It depends according to what sheet. If you hold bitla and lebit, you're saying automatically it was bitled on you. You got it. Yes, then also you got malchus. I guess if you're in a situation, you can only.
It's not really a law, because if you have to do a positive to rectify it, and you have 50 years to rectify it, it really isn't a complete law. It's kind of like a partial or hanging.
Unless you actually also destroyed yourself and you made it, you couldn't do your essay,
right.
So now you're locked in. Basically, you locked it in and you finished the lock.
Right.
That's a Rashi. Because Rashi, we'll see inside in a minute.
Extend for 50 years, you have to remarry her. It's really, you can't say that it's a law. I have a law on me for 50 years.
Extended law.
Conditional or.
It wasn't full. It's not full. So therefore, that's
question
what it means.
Is, the thing is, do you extend the law or you just extend the time of punishment?
So Rashi says, Rashi, the law is not finished yet. That's what Rashi says.
That's why a Kohen who cannot remarry gets lashes. Because he can't do anything. It's finished.
Right. Because
he finished
the law, right? He finished his law, correct. Because by the Kohen, he already finished. Because, right, the fact that you can't do that, you finished the law. Good. Fine. But Kaimel Kaimel means, what does Kaimel Kaimel mean?
Now.
Kind of like that means you have to fulfill it now. Which means you already did your lav. Your lav, when you did your lav, you divorced her, it's done. Right? When you finish your lav, it's done. You finish your lav, it's done. However, you have a way to fix it up by doing the assay.
Yeah.
That by doing the assay right now. So if you fix it now, good. That's what Rashi explained. If you hold bitla means you didn't finish your lav yet. So therefore you have 50 years, right, until you make, you can't do your assay, you didn't finish your lav. Bitla bitla bitla, Rashi.
What happens to and you don't go to the basin, the basin doesn't call you there, then it's technically, it's like a...
No, so they're not going to give you malchus. You can't get malchus unless you're invested. Then until then, you did a lav. You did a lav.
It's still...
You have a lav. Your lav is finished. As the basin didn't call you in to get malchus, but you deserve malchus right now. Unless what basin calls you in, that's where I said, what does it mean, like kind? You did fulfill it. When is this fulfilling and not fulfilling taking place? Rashi says, invested. When basin calls you, that's it. When it whip you, you have a choice. Either
with
do the assay, either
with your return.
Whip or return.
Whip or return.
You have two choices. You do whatever you want. If you want to call her down, marry her right now, good. If you want to, go find her, it's best to go find her and marry her. If not, not. Fine. So that was what we saw yesterday in that big ratio here. The bottom ratio. Let's try to see it again.
It's a side question. What if she doesn't want to remarry him?
She doesn't
want
to.
That's what I asked yesterday.
Okay, so he's stuck. If she doesn't want to, so you're not going to force a lady to marry. Could he best will try to convince her for the mitzvah? She doesn't get whipped. She doesn't get whipped.
No, she never gets whipped. Does he get whipped? She doesn't want to remarry.
That's
so
sick.
He's willing to do it. He's begging and begging.
Oh, so it depends. Depends who. It was kind of like I am. If you.
Let's say she wants him to get whipped.
Right, she didn't want to marry him also.
So
if,
so much
depends.
Drama.
So if you hold bitla life. So even if she doesn't want to marry him today, maybe she'll relax tomorrow. You know, ladies, every day they change their mind. Maybe tomorrow. Yeah, if you hold bitla life, as long as you didn't bitla that, I say.
And then if she doesn't want to marry him, he has to use her.
Yeah, he could buy her a birthday card, whatever.
According to
Kimai, they'll whip
him.
Yeah, so Kimai, if you, yeah.
What if she got so much satisfaction out of the whipping and then she decides to remarry him?
That's own essay. But he still has assay. Even after he got his malchus,
yeah.
Right, let's say you hold kima like kima. This is own essay. Let's say you hold kima like kima, right? And so you have to marry her this minute, right? Let's say he said, I'm not marrying her. I'm not interested in her. They said, well, whipping. He said, I'd rather get whipped.
That's how they whip him. They whip him. Now he still has an asay to marry her.
Ah, okay.
He didn't lose his asay to marry her.
No, it's not even connected now.
So you marry her. So you still have a visit to marry her. You got whipped and you have to marry her.
Right.
Both. If you hold Kima B'lai Kima, you still have to marry her.
And according to Kima B'lai Kima, the being married to her is the koyama.
That's why you say if you hold, we'll see.
Like Kima, then the loy sila isha is connected to the koyama.
We'll see when the war goes through. So let's see. We could see again. This is the Rashi that we saw yesterday. This Rashi, which just starts four lines from the wide lines. Four lines after the wide lines in Rashi. Sorry, five lines. Second, four. Hani chalamanda tani bitla la bitla. Hoda Amr, this that you said, call Yamav, this that you told me, that call Yamav, that the words call Yamav, that used to take her back, he shouldn't send away all his days. But Amr Vahakzar Kai, it meant to tell us he's in a standing situation, he has to keep returning her. So Asisa, this made it into a lav, Shinitik Lase. Right? It's made it into a lav, which is removed by Isaac, because we made a new Ase, now to keep taking her back. For Chavta Leizman, you widened his time, which means you gave him a lot of time. Extended his time. Lekim Asay, to fulfill his Asay, call Yamav all his days. Uldvarech, according to your words. Hadetani, this that we learned in the Braisa said, Machzer ve'eno leike. La'ilam kama. Bring her back, since he could bring her back. He doesn't get whipped. For everyone we're saying, Kol Zman she'yachol leimer, as long as he has the ability to say, Ani Machzer, I will could take her back. Ain't Bestin Malchus. Bestin can't give her Malchus. Can't give him Malchus. So, Hani Chalaman. This is good according to the one that Tanya taught Lekamon, right? The Lav Hani Tiklasei. Right, with the Lekamon, we bring an Amid Dugamar later on. By Lav Hani Tiklasei, Bittel Asasei Chayiv Alalav. If a person bottled the opportunity to do the Asay, he's Chayiv on the Lav. Why Bittel Asasei? If he did not Bittel. Nullify the opportunity to do that say. Pati's pater for Malchus right now. Shehalav talui pibitala asay. His Dizarash says this line, this extra like line. It's a very clear explanation. The lav is dependent, the doing of the lav is dependent on the bitling that say. The ainu nigmar, it does not finish, means the lav is not finished. Achi yivatal asay biadayim. Until you bitle that say with your hands. Bitle oilam, an everlasting bitle. That you cannot fulfill it anymore. If this were like a real bittul, like we're asking you to give an example soon, right? So if that's what it's dependent on, so the lav doesn't finish until you bittul your asay. But as long as the lav isn't finished until you nullify your asay. So ikal meimar, you could say kol yamav, that all his days yesh lo takana, he could fix it up. He has a rectification b'chazar by taking her back. She'in b'vatal asay. Because you don't mevatel asay of remarrying this lady, right, by a regular Yisrael. Ela imkain, only if so, madira, he makes a neder, shaloi tehana mimenu, and he will not have hana'a from her. Neder, in a situation when he made a neder, she'en lo hafara, which cannot be taken off. Because I'll call it when they say later on. I mean, some neder can be taken off. If you have a neder which cannot be nullified, then you're in a situation where it's impossible if you do that. Say then, we'll give you malchus. Quite the pit of loy pitl. So very good. Our Gemara starts of kol yama. Kol yama means since you could take her back all your days technically, therefore you don't get malchus right now. The brisa makes sense. Good. However, elo right, we're holding that four lines from the bottom, the two words from the end. El man de tani. But according to the one who taught kayam esa say pater, right? What does kayam like kayam mean? If you do the asay now, if you fulfill the asay right now, you're pater from malchus. Like kayam like. If you don't fulfill your asay. Chayiv, because she'asei tikune shelav. The asei is the fixing up of the lav. There ain't a lav totally the bitul asei. The lav isn't dependent on the bitul asei. Like we were saying earlier, you didn't finish your lav. The lav is done. When you finish your lav, you did your lav. So the asei could rectify.
You mean bitul asei his own will to benefit, his own motivation to nullify it,
his own ability.
His own ability. It's on him. His own ability to do it.
Correct. But now we're saying it doesn't matter. Even, it's not, here we say, it's not dependent on you. From the time that you transgressed the lav, nigmar, you finished the lav. According to this, Rabbi Yosef is saying this line. The minute you finish the lav, according to this Shekibah, you finished, you're done. Nigmar, the story is over. You did your lav. Avla'asei needs a lakar amachas. The asei could uproot the malchus. The asei could updo you, help you do tshuva. So therefore, luchshayavi lebestin. When you come to bestin, or yikayma, you have two choices. Or yikayma asei. Either do your asei for your father, and become pater from the lav, and for ayuka or get malchus. So either do the asei or you get whipped. So then, if you hold like this opinion. So leka lemeimar ko yama ba'ema b'hechser. You can't tell me that all his days he has the opportunity, he's standing in a situation to take her back. Could the amr, like you said earlier. If you don't bring her back right away, when they come to the best, if you don't take it back right now, you get whipped. So leka lemeimar, because you cannot say, yikayim la'achar zman, you'll fulfill it after time. Right? If so, leka'im, so Rash says, Rashi, why can't Kayim like Kayim? Why can't Kayim just mean you'll fulfill it later? That's Rashi about it. Why can't Kayim also mean you'll fulfill it later? It can't mean that. Because the MK like Kayim, what's the case of like Kayim? Rashi is going into the words.
The real reason in the Gemara.
That what?
Because the man down with the house, Kimai, like Kimai, doesn't have the Kol Yama at the end of the pasuk.
Fine, but that's over. Yeah, no, that's the reason. But why? He's just explaining. How do you see the words?
If he finds us later, we'll see the reason.
So Rashi is wrong. It must be that Kayim means you can't do it later. You have to fulfill it right now. So if not, if you could do it, fulfill it whenever you want, what does it mean you didn't fulfill it? Means it could always say, I need Mekayim, I'll be Mekayim. So Rashi explained, when we say Kayim and La Yikayim, Yikayim must mean right now. That's what Yikayim has to mean. Investing. Rashi says, how do I know that's what it means? Because if not, what does La Yikayim mean? If you tell me Yikayim, you can fulfill it whenever you want, so what's your situation that you weren't fulfill it? So Yikayim, Rashi proving, must mean Yikayim right now. That's what Yikayim has to say. So if you're asking, why is Rashi giving me such a big introduction, a lot of, many times we'll get so confused, we won't be able to like move with the Gemara, because we're not going to know what it's talking about. Rashi gives us like an introduction, which really you'll figure out from the Gemara, and there's a lot of it, but just to...
kind of a logical introduction, for the one of the pasuk.
It's also clear, he's giving us a preview, so we can understand. Some sugyas Rashi does it just to help us. Okay? Like a lot of times the Mishnah is also Rashi explains a lot of things the Gemara is going to say. Some of that he explains, some of that he says, look, come on, Mefarash Shul Gemara. He knew what we need to know right now. He knew we'd get stuck.
Definitely useful.
Yeah, for sure. He gave an introduction.
Here it is. Rashi is very...
Yeah, for sure. He gave a big introduction. Now we understand the whole, what kind of, like, kind of, with the letters. Like, what do we need in a way to understand this line of the Gemara also? What's the Gemara's question? Yeah. Now, we need to understand what kind of, like, bit, I mean, in order to understand the Gemara's question. We need to understand what they mean. It sounds like a funny word. Bit like kind of like I'm. Yeah, I'd say, what were they talking about? It's short. It's fine. So again, let's see the Gemara. So it's honey, Chalamanda. It's good according to the Manda, Omar, bitla. According to the Manda, bitla, then you can explain to me, Kol Yomav gives you what I say, which will fix your love. That I say that you can't take her back could fix your love. And the Manda, kind of like I'm, according to the Manda, where you actually have to fulfill it. Michael, what are you going to tell to me? Meaning, what's the question? Why don't you get Malkos? If, in the case of Ones, why don't you get Malkos? You're not remarried here right now. So why don't you get Malkos? Right? What did Bryce say? Bryce said, if in Yisrael you divorced her, you don't get Malkos. Did we say you remarried her in the Bryce? A final bark. And the Bryce said you remarried her?
No.
No, never said you remarried her. So Bryce's case, you divorced her. And we're not giving you Malkos. Because you could technically, theoretically marry her. So that's only going according to the Shita, who holds Bitla Bitla. Rechana, did the Brisa say?
Extended the period of time to remarry.
Yeah, did the Brisa say you remarried her now? Original Brisa. It just said you divorced her. Yisrael does not get Malkus. Right? Why? Because. Right? Because you could do it eventually.
It's open to both understandings.
Why? It's not that. Because according to
Kaim. It's only open to Bitla Bitla Bitla.
Yeah.
Why? Because you right away jumped this thing and you like it.
And he liked it even before you did your thing. And the Gemara said, why? Because Kol Yama.
He might have to be like it.
And what did the Gemara say? The Gemara explained, why is it not Malkus? Because Kol Yama, all your days, you could technically have a mitzvah to marry her eventually. Right? That's what the Gemara explained. And we didn't say because you marry her right now. That's not the way we explained the Braisa.
So it doesn't specify now or later. It just says,
in Yisrael who matzir me'ino loka.
Oh, but our explanation. Oh, so it didn't say when.
Interesting, because that can also be understood the kind way matzir. Yeah. Oh, the Brayer says it's
matzir. Oh, you're right. You're right. However, what's the Gemara's main question? According to what we explained it, that it's because of Kol Yamav. Kol Yamav tells me you could take her back any of your days. That's what Kol Yamav tells. What's the Asay? The Asay is take her back whenever you want. That's Kol Yamav. I mean, the main question is on the Brayer. The way we're explaining the Brayer with Kol Yamav. Understand? The way we're explaining the Brayer that it's because of the pasuk Asay of Kol Yamav, which means you could take her back all your days. That's the problem. That only fits in Batul Levet. I mean, the whole that's what Rashi is saying. The whole question is only on our pshat of Kol Yamav.
The matzir has to obviously be whenever, because we're talking about Kol Yamav.
Yeah, that's the mitzvah of Kol Yamav. That's the Asay. You're telling me. Yeah, we didn't say Kim Lekim. The way we're explaining, the way it fit for Rabbi Yochanan, right? We were stuck on Rabbi Yochanan. We said, you should be getting malchus here. He's saying, no, the Asay, we manufactured Asay. We found the Asay of Kol Yamav. In manufacturing, we dug it up. Asay of Kol Yamav. To me, but that's only for old Kim Lekim, it's going to work. It's going to work for me. I feel kibbutz like him. It's not a good tariff. It's not going to help. Right? So what's the answer? Turn to Tetzvah on the base, 15b. Baruch Hashem, turning pages. Midi. So the Gemara, I don't know how to explain midi. If you find it in the dictionary, you can tell me. In English, you know what I'm going to say. Midi who?
Is it?
That's how I said also like that. Midi who time it? Is this the reason? Which means... This basically we're saying this reason of kibbutz like kibbutz, we don't need it according to Rabbi Yochanan. We're saying we don't need this reason. El Rabbi Yochanan. This whole reason midi hu taima. We're explaining the whole Kol Yamav and that whole issue, that whole reasoning of Kol Yamav that
it's only
right. So midi hu taima. Right. This whole thing. This reason of Kol Yamav was only for Rabbi Yochanan, right? And how about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan told us, how about Rabbi Yochanan taught Rabbi Yochanan, right? We're going to bring later in the Gemara. Tani, he says, you should learn bitla chai v'lay bitla pater. So he holds all bitla v'lay bitla. So you're having a whole issue. Has it fit in according to the man that were kayim v'lay kayim, getting all up in arms? It's or it doesn't. We don't care. Rav Chaim, what was the Gemara's question? If you call it, doesn't make sense. According to Kaim, right? It doesn't fit in. You're not remarrying her right now.
It doesn't fit his original
Sfora, which is Rava, which is Bragan. Yeah, Rava is Kol Yamav. Rava is Kol
Yamav. Positive followed by negative, you get lashes.
Good. So what do we do? So, good.
In the name of Rabbi Yochanan.
In the name of Rechaim. Now, what happened? We had a Bryce of Onis that we had a question. So either right, so this doesn't make sense because the negative and the positive, and we're not giving you, and we say whether you get malchus, we say whether you do not get malchus. So the Gemara answer that case is different. So with there, you have a positive, you could technically remarry her, right? And the Gemara said that only helps me if you hold bitla v'lay bitla. Your whole kind of like it doesn't help me, right? Because so what's the Gemara saying now? Who are we talking in the whole time? Who's world? We were in the world of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan holds up bitla v'lay bitla. He holds as long as you have the ability to remarry or to do that, say it's good enough. So we had a question. If you hold kaim v'lay kaim, it doesn't make sense. We're saying it doesn't. You're right. It's true. It does not make sense. If you hold kaim v'lay kaim, it does not make sense. What we're saying, and we're only going to sheet the bitla v'lay bitla. That since theoretically you can't marry her, therefore you don't get malchus. That's what I'm saying. No, because we're going to see why the Gemara is going to make the chesh, and why the Gemara soon is going to make a complicated chesh, why it comes out, and how everything works out. So say Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold bitla v'lay bitla. Rish Lakish is going to hold kaim v'lay kaim. Right, so therefore it's not a problem. Meaning like this. We said over here, if you hold bitla v'lay bitla, you don't have this, you have to marry her right now. Right? Kol Yamav tells you can marry whenever you want. But that's right. He holds of bitla v'lay bitla. So as long as you can marry her, you could do it. So what was our question? We said, Rabbi Yochanan said, if it's positive or negative, you should get malchus. Right? So why, by the end of this, do you not get malchus? So it's this. Since you have a negative, don't marry her. And you have a positive, that you, since you can technically remarry her all your days, Therefore, it's a negative and a positive. Therefore, there's no malchus. But you told me this to call Yom Av. It's not right now. It's not. You're not fulfilling it now. Say, I don't care. Whenever it's possible to do it, then you do whatever you want. The fact that you can do the positive makes it that you don't get malchus. What do you say, Father Baruch? It's good so far, so good. What do you say, Rabbi?
Say that, but the only thing when Rashi spoke about going back 5 minutes, when he spoke about making the neder, his neder was that he was not to enjoy her. Shelo yenem mimena. That's the reason he divorced her.
Fine.
Means that his neder is not a good neder.
Why?
If he goes back to it, he probably won't enjoy it. So it's
no, But she, that means she's not allowed to cook any meals for him. Well, see, the Gemara, so now it's not really possible. If you're married to a lady, you for sure, meaning unless she's not going to do anything for you. But basically, it's impossible, basically, to marry to a lady and not get any benefit from her.
No, I think the key thing is enjoyment. I mean, there's nothing like the rolling pin.
Okay. Fine. Yes, yeah, so where are we holding with the Gemara? Fine. So that's basically the Gemara's text. Now let's see the top Rashi. Midu time el rebecha. Mi hutzra lidrash kol yama. Who needs to make the drasha? Who needs to make the drasha of kol yama ba'amah the hechzer? Then we have to make that. We needed that drasha that you constantly have the mitzvah say to remarry her. Rabbi Yochanan, we needed that for Rabbi Yochanan. Sha'amar who said, lois asay shekad mu'asay. Oh, lois asay which is preceded by asay. Look at Allah. The kashle aynes shekirish. So we had a question on him for the scenario by aynes. So someone who forced a woman who got divorced, diktani and alaika. Right? We had a question. Why does it say that you don't get malchus? Right? For hutzrach la say. If we needed to make it alav shenitik la say, we needed to make it alav should remove by asay. If we had to make a new asay of kol yama, we needed to make a new asay. Correct? Who do we have to make a new asay for? Right? Rabbi Yehuda for kol yama. And Rabbi Yochanan is the one who's going to hold of bitloy. Let's see the Gemara. Midu taima el Rabbi Yochanan. We only need who do we need this whole reason to call Yavu to manufacture and to find a new assay? That was only according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar le Rabbi Yochanan latana tani bitloy chayev loy bitloy pater. So Habla Rabbi Yochanan, Latana Rabbi Yochanan told us that to the Tana, basically it's going to be the Gemara later on, we'll see that he comes out to the opinion that he holds Tani Bitlai Chayev. He said we should understand the Brisa, which Gemara is going to bring very soon, that if you bitl your Asay, your Chayev, for Lai Bitlai Patr, you don't bitl your Patr. So he holds a Bitlai Bitlai, therefore everything is fine, therefore it's not a problem. Correct? So he holds a Bitlai Bitlai Bitlai. So everything is fine. The fact that you can remarry her eventually is a reason why you shouldn't get malchus. Fine. Now, where does this whole thing come up? That Rabbi Yochanan and Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shlokes Bidla Bidla Kavla Kavla. So let's see now the third line of Gemara. The Tani Tana Kamid Rabbi Yochanan. The Tana taught a friend of Rabbi Yochanan the following. He said a statement which is not really going to flow, but the Gemara is going to ask. Kol mitzvahs lois asay. Every time you have mitzvahs lois, which means you have a lav, sheyesh ba kum asay, which has a asay, which has a stand up and do the asay afterward. So kaim asay sheba, if you fulfill the asay, you're potter. Bittel asay sheba chayv. If you bittel the asay, you are chayv. Now, if you notice, this one line just mixed both shitas.
Yeah. Crisscrossed.
What is it? If you fulfill that, if you again
use the key, use the
bittel, yeah, use both. Which means we went to the positive and negative, we switched gears. Whatever it says, if you kai maasei shavua patur, if you fulfill the asay afterwards, you're patur. Now what would that mean? What do we understand from there? If you didn't do the asay, what is verifiable about? If you don't do the asay, you're chai. Just the fact you didn't do the asay, right? But then what does it say the next line? Bittul asay shavua chai. You actually have to even bittul asay to be chai, right? Which would mean, what would that mean? If you don't bittul asay, right? Then you're patur. Which means it doesn't flow. Correct? It doesn't flow. Right? Instead of if you fulfill the asay, you're patur. Which means if you don't fulfill the asay, even though you didn't bittul it, if you just, in fact, you didn't fulfill it, you're chayiv. The other way also. So bittul asay shiva chayiv. Bittul asay shiva chayiv. If you bittul the asay, you're chayiv. Which would mean if you didn't bittul the asay, you're patur. If you look what. Bittul asay. If you bit the last day, you're chai. Lashes. If you didn't bit the last day, you're potter. If you didn't bit the last day, you're potter, right? And what about if you didn't fulfill it? If you didn't bit the last day, fine. So that way, but that way also makes sense. Both ways don't make sense. I mean, you're working two worlds at one time. Let's see Rashi. Rashi is going to speak out the whole situation. Oh, so we skipped the Rashi, important Rashi. The last white line. What did Rashi say? The Amle Rebechim El Tana, the Kaman, the Rebechim said to the Tana later on, Tani, you should teach Bitloi Chayiv. If you Bitloi Lasei, then you Chayiv Malkus. Why Bitloi? If you don't Bitloi Lasei, Pater, you are Pater. That's all in Rebechim. However, Rashi takes us to the world of Rish Lakish. Aval Rish Lakish. However, Rish Lakish, the Tani who teaches later on, what we'll see, Kaima v'lei kaima, Rish Lakish holds the opinion of the kaima v'lei kaima. Loi darish lei la'amud v'hechzer. He's not going to understand the words of amud v'hechzer, right? The whole kol yamav. Elo lefnei gerushin. He's only going to use the words before you get divorced. Loi me to say to you, kol yamav t'yelo l'ishav lei shalchena. All you need to say to him, which means it's not a new asay. The kol yamav isn't telling you a new asay to continuously take her back. Now, it's all part of the law. It's telling you don't send her away. Uli they equate to him. Lav shekidmu asay. The lav shenitek lasay shavim. A lav which came before that say, or after that say, are equal. The ain't like an alayim. You do not get malchus on him. Ela rather, you kaim asay, fulfill that say. Miyad, immediately, shithiru, but best in lahachsur, and best in warns you to take her back. So Rashi just explained to us a whole world. Rashi explained to us what was going on underground, beneath the surface of the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara talked about Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi explained to us the other side. He explained to us Rish Lakish. Which means, what do we say? Rabbi Yochanan holds, what's the cheshbon of here? Meaning, everything is a flow. It's a, everything flows. What does Rabbi Yochanan holds, right, that if you do asay, I have a plus and then a negative, you should get malchus. Correct? That's Rabbi Yochanan's rule. Correct? Ah, we have a question from Honest. So why, but Honest over there, why is there no malchus? Right? So we told you because there's really assay afterwards. Good? He said kol yamav, so he understood the words kol yamav to be giving you a new assay to marry afterwards. So therefore it's a lot of anitik assay. Good? But he holds, as long as it's possible to assay, therefore your mouth is wrong. However, Rish Lakish holds like this. Rish Lakish argues on the whole halakha of Yechna. Rish Lakish holds, even if you have an assay first, and then Elohim says, there's still no malchus. This is what Rabbi Yochanan says. What do Rabbi Yochanan say? If you have a positive, then a negative, there's malchus. Correct? Kadrish Lakshmi argues. He says, if you have a positive and then a negative, there's no malchus. Rish Lakish argues, head on Rabbi Yochanan. He holds, even if you have a asay, a lav shekudmu asay, even if you have a asay that came before the lav, there's still going to be no malchus. He argues the whole halacha, Rabbi Yochanan. You know that? That's what Rashi told us. That he doesn't care about this halacha. He holds the same way if the aseh comes afterwards. There's no malchus. Doesn't matter. Rami says, I don't care if the aseh comes before or after the lav. There's never malchus. Which means even if you have a lav, which came before, even if you have a aseh which came before the lav, there's still no malchus. That's your response.
You can still use the aseh
to fix. Aseh fixes, yeah.
So a lav should take aseh. Basically, either order.
Yeah.
The last thing never tells us which order has to be in.
Nahon. That's in the sense that you got this Qur'an. Even if, let's say, first you have the negative. First you have the positive, and then the negative.
Like originally, Rav was saying for Rabbi Yochanan.
Right, like we thought at one point, Rabbi Yochanan, there's still going to be Malach. There's still. Sorry, again. Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is Malach.
Except the notice.
Except the onus is different. We're saying now, Rish Lakish argues and then hold halacha. Rish Lakish argues. Rish Lakish would hold, if you have a, it doesn't matter where the law comes, I don't care where it comes.
Either way, there's no law.
How's he driving this?
Because he holds, that's the rule. The rule valid is the say, I don't care which order the Torah wrote it in. Now, I don't hold the Rabbi Yechon's chiddush that it depends on the order. It doesn't matter where the order is. If you have a negative and a positive, if you did the negative, do the positive. I don't care if it came first. Even if the positive came first, it could always erase the negative. That is where Shlach is holding.
So he actually moves Koyam up to Lostia, making Lostia the constant mitzvah.
No, he's just leaving it where it is.
Why?
Yeah, he doesn't care about it. Rabbi Yochanan needs to move it. He needs to make a new aseh.
But Rabbi Yochanan moved it to Lostia.
Yeah, that's Rabbi Yochanan. He made a whole drush.
Where is his lashon need to go aseh?
No, the lav is Lostia Shalcha. That's and then the Kol Yama was that thing. I mean, he moved it to the
And Reish Lakish moved the Kol Yama away from the back.
No, he just
brought
it
to the front.
Doesn't have to. He can just leave it there. Actually, he just leaves it there.
No,
doesn't have to move it. Leave
it.
Says
he moved it back to Kol Yama.
No, Reish Lakish doesn't have to touch it. Actually, Reish Lakish doesn't touch the Kol Yama.
So who put it by Kol Yama Blessed Elisha?
The way Rashi explained in Rabbi Yochanan, this big Rashi explained, technically speaking, it's Kehilu. We put it next to it. Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rashi, he didn't really Rashi explain that.
I thought Reish Lakish put it there.
No, Rashi said Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi said Rabbi Yochanan put it there. He's making you constantly have this aseh.
But the Reish Lakish, it doesn't even matter where it is.
It doesn't bother me. I don't care. If I have my aseh, I have my aseh. It doesn't matter the order. So, two kids will take away your aseh. Fine, Rashi will go over this tomorrow. It's important Rashi to explain the whole thing with Reish Lakish, underground situation.